which is going to be a recommendation of a partial approval. And in my reasons, I will detail that, and one of which is something somewhat of a comment that I just made on the last, in that I'm not satisfied that the applicant, when he was questioned about the boat storage, presented a record. He was asked by myself what the relationship was to the mulch facility and a boat storage, and he said there was no relationship. They were two separate businesses, and I did not feel as though he presented an adequate record in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission. But if this motion gets a second, we will find out shortly. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a partial approval of conditional use 1896 for Timothy Miller for mulching operations based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being that the use as a mulch facility will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling tree trimmings and other tree materials, there will be a reduction of materials ultimately going to the landfills. The use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or community. The use promotes the conservation element of the county's comprehensive land use plan, and it is consistent with the AR1 zoning of the property. This recommendation is for the mulch operation only, since that is consistent with the AR1 zoning of the property. I do not recommend approval for RV and boat storage on this property because, A, it is inconsistent with the underlying zoning, B, it is not consistent with the surrounding approved existing residential uses, and C, the applicant could not provide sufficient details about his plans for the storage, the area where it would be located, how it would affect neighboring properties and uses, and lastly, the applicant generally failed to make a sufficient record in support of the RV and boat storage part of his application. This recommendation for approval of the mulching facilities is, however, subject to the following conditions, them being that the use shall be limited to a mulching facility only, there shall not be any composting permitted on the site, no lumber, stumps, or construction waste shall be accepted at the site. The applicant shall install a 6-foot-tall solid fence along the boundaries of the mulch operation, screening and separation and separating the operation from adjacent neighbors. The location of the fence shall be shown on the final site plan. No fencing shall be required along other properties owned by the applicant or his family. Grinding processing hours shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. There shall be no grinding, processing, or mulch storage operations within 300 feet of any neighboring property line. The areas that are set aside for grinding and processing shall be shown on the final site plan. The areas set aside for mulch storage shall be shown on the final site plan. Processed mulch shall be stored in bins as shown on that final site plan. The applicant shall control delivery of wood and tree material to the site. Acceptance hours shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The site shall be gated so that after hours deliveries and dumping do not occur. Sales and delivery hours shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Water shall be available to control dust and for fire prevention within the site. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes.
Just for clarification, you're referencing under C, grinding and processing hours shall be limited to 9 a.m., 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday.
Yep. I just called
But you
that.
Can have, you're going to allow sales and delivery 7 days a week?
No. That should be amended. I just caught that, Mr. Lankin. Thank you. That this, under G, sales and delivery hours shall be limited 9 a.m., 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday. No Sunday hours permitted.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1896 Timothy S. Miller for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion carries 3-1. Our next item is conditional use number 1903, Terry L. Martin.
Well, we'll try this one, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, this is also my area, and I am prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
We'll see how it flies. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1903 for Terry L. Martin for a commercial sunroom display based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose and use of this application is very limited. It is only for the display of a sample sunroom on the applicant's property. No sales will occur on the site, and it will not generate any additional traffic. Two, the use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community. Three, the location is appropriate along Route 9, which has other small to medium-sized business and commercial uses located along it. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, this application is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to the display of a sample sunroom only. No retail or wholesale sales shall occur on the site. Two, the sample sunroom must be located outside of the front yard and side yard setbacks. C, one lighted sign not to exceed the size of the 12 square foot current sign shall be permitted. Its location shall be in accordance with county regulations. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question? You got a second, right?
Go ahead.
Reference to B, the sample sunroom must be located outside of the front and side yard setbacks. There was a reference made at the public hearing that they were going to be applying for a variance.
You could probably just add that unless
they acquire a variance through the Board of Adjustment.
Unless a variance is obtained.
Because if they go back, they set that little sunroom back 40 feet, you're not going to be able to really see it like it is now.
That's why I wanted it located out of the...
Oh, I understand. No, I just wanted to clarify what your motion was. Leave it the way it is.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it the way it is, and my reason being is that my concern is that these sunrooms and other similar quasi buildings are popping up all over the county, and it's becoming 3D billboards.
Yeah, what you're the one I can relate to would be near Barrica Homes at the intersection at the corner, just south of Barrica. There's a company that does sunroom. Had a display on front, they were approved by the board. Creative Concepts at Lewis at Five Points, same thing, approved by the board. I think there was another one somewhere too. I think there was three. I just wanted to just clarify what your motion. So leave it like it is?
That's my preference.
That's fine.
That's what I story. I'm sticking to it.
Why?
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1903, Terry L. Martin, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1904, Joseph Machi.
That, Mr. Chairman, is also in my small area.
It is. You're a busy man tonight.
And I'm prepared to make a motion on that one as well, Mr. Chairman.
All righty.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval